You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's the production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is January 1st, 2021. We are done with 2020 finally, and I am so grateful. I'm more grateful than I usually don't believe in the changing of the years, like as a superstition or anything, or a brand new start or whatever, but I'm believing this year, okay? It's going to be a totally different year this year. Hopefully you have lots of plans in your personal life and in your professional lives, and just goals in general that you have set out. I have some, of course, as I always do. I think looking forward to 2021 in this endeavor here with the site and spreading the message of hierarchy, which is a main focus of my life now. I want to expand the reach of the site. The site's getting a lot of traffic already, and it's worldwide. I would like to expand into various areas. I've already started working on books, okay, and I do, in 2021, I intend to write a major book, like a major publication about hierarchical theory. And dive really deeply into various aspects of hierarchy. It probably will not be successful because it's reading while there will be real life examples in that book, which I've already kind of started a little bit, but there'll be real life examples. It'll keep people's interest, I guess. It's going to be something of a clinical study of hierarchy. So that's one plan that I've got. I don't know if that's going to get done entirely this year, but and I really want to get in much more involved in video production. I really liked the video that I made called "What Is a Faggot," which is on the website. And I designed it to be played on Twitter. Well, of course, I put it on Twitter, and about 3 minutes later, I was banned once again from Twitter. So, you know, I don't know what the avenue is. I mean, it's so weird that you'd get banned from Twitter for that video, but then they've got video of people shitting on each other. You know, I don't know. They have piss drinking on that site, but like they banned that informative video. I can't figure this shit out sometimes. But I do want to get into video production as well. The other thing that I'm really going to try to do in 2021 for the site is relaunch the Hierarchy clothing brand. Okay, now this has begun to happen already. I got people purchasing items from the store, and the store is not even really officially up yet, so that's a good sign, I guess. I have just set up a brand new e-commerce site for the brand. I'm building it off of fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm taking that store off of that site and putting it on its own dedicated URL, mainly because, you know, lots of people don't want to go to a site called fagsworshipalphas.com. They might like the clothing, you know. They might even like the message, but they don't probably want to buy it off of a site called fagsworshipalphas.com. So I have to face that reality, okay? But for those of us in the know, okay, the Hierarchy brand is designed as an identifier, okay, of people who do understand hierarchy, who accept hierarchy, accept their place in hierarchy. So, hey, this is just between us, okay? All the podcast people, you know. So, anyway, those are some goals I have, among other things. 2021 is going to be a radically different year for me personally. So I'm eager to get started. Anyway, so that's that. I want to tell you guys one thing that's very interesting. I received something about this podcast. It seems that, and I have not been looking at rankings at all for this podcast, but I was alerted to the fact that this podcast is ranked in the top 10 for sexuality podcasts in several countries around the world. It's number 2 in Thailand. I don't know, like... So, thank you all for your constant support and encouragement. It's kind of crazy that this little podcast about, you know, about a basic truth, you know, in human society, but like it's still, and I just try to be honest and real about the things I discuss here, and I guess it's catching on, so... That kind of encourages me a little bit, so I thank you guys very much for all of your support, of course. So, today's topic, I want to talk about the normalization or being normal. Okay. I received an email from a reader and listener to the podcast. Actually, he was first exposed to everything through the podcast. Somebody gave him the podcast to listen to. And he wrote me this email. So I want to read it to you, okay? And then I want to talk about something in this, okay? He wrote, "Hi, Faggot Sam." Hey, thanks. I just got recommended from a friend to listen to your podcast to help me connect with like-minded fags and start building my identity as a faggot. I've been a little lost and unhappy in life going into adulthood, feeling ashamed of what attracts me and intrigues me, always trying to push away the thoughts of a faggot's life. But at all of my lowest lows and even my high points in my 20s, I've always been drawn to the faggot life, despite trying desperately to be normal. So this year for me is about taking care of myself again and actually not letting my fears stop me from being away from something I've always been drawn to. I want to live my life honestly, even if only to myself and whatever new friends and alpha relationships I make, and let myself be happy as a faggot. I've listened to about 4 podcasts now, and I love it, especially your intro. It speaks to me and says what I wish I was confident enough to say. Plus, your gagging noises at the end always gives me a chuckle. Anyway, thank you very much for that email. As always, I love getting emails from people. Faggots and alphas and everything in between. My email address, of course, is fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. I wanted to tackle this sentence. I've always been drawn to the faggot life despite trying desperately to be normal. There's this perception that being a faggot or being an alpha is abnormal. I'm going to touch on the alpha thing in a second, but let's just focus on faggots. Being a faggot is not abnormal. It is normal. Faggots have been around since the very beginning of time. Since one man dominated another man, faggots have been around serving men. Okay. Most of us are born faggots. Okay. There's nothing we can do about any of that. It's what we were born naturally, you know. It's normal. Hierarchy is normal. Hierarchy is the most natural societal structure we have. And faggots are an important foundational building block of a hierarchy. A sexual hierarchy, let's say, or a social hierarchy. Faggots form that foundation. And it's very natural and it's very normal. The problem is that when we start to think that it's abnormal and that there's something wrong with us, we start to feel shame and we're self-conscious. And fear takes over our life and our outlook. And that's the abnormal part. That fear and that shame, that's the abnormal part. That's the part you should not have to feel. You should be able to walk into a room and say, I'm a faggot. I don't recommend that you do that because it is a little odd and off-putting to other people, but... And I have done that in a group of people before. That's the abnormal part is the shame and stuff. Being a faggot is normal, okay? And once you come to accept that and embrace that as the reality of your life, all sorts of other things become possible. You know, you have to get past that shame, you know, and embrace the truth. This is probably one of the number one things that I deal with faggots is this shame part, you know. This is almost always when I dig in deeply with these faggots that I talk to. This is always the underlying thing, you know, that's holding them back. You know, they're embarrassed, you know, and ashamed of being a faggot, that they can't let go, and they end up in this prison of their own making, you know. So I wanted to say that it's normal. Now, on the flip side, alphas have a very similar problem. Some alphas do. I've just in the last couple of days I've talked to a couple of alphas, particularly one who lives in India. Okay, really wonderful young alpha who because of his culture, you know, he has been discouraged from expressing his alphahood. And this is something that's very real for alphas in most societies, is this idea of equality for everybody and everybody's the same. And alphas naturally don't feel that way, or their soul rejects that idea. So they're always being kind of pushed down and chastised and restricted by society, by, you know, other people, to try to curb their natural alpha tendencies. I'll give you an example with this Indian, this alpha from India, because he's making strides now after talking to me about some of this, and he's been working on this because, for instance, he was asking me if it was okay for him to go up and claim a faggot or call a faggot, tell that faggot that he's a faggot. Because in his culture, it's wrong. And it's wrong, it's considered wrong in America, too, or most Western civilizations. You know, this word faggot has become taboo, and if an alpha walks up and says, you're a faggot, people, the PC culture gets all riled up. Oh, you shouldn't be saying that, you know. And they repress this natural alpha urge to claim things, to subject things under their will, etc. And anyway, I explained to this alpha from India that it was okay, that he should use that word with faggots, that faggots want to be taken that way by alphas and claimed that way by alphas. And it was an eye-opening experience, and so he went out and actually did that. He called someone a faggot, and that faggot submitted to him, basically. And he came back to me and was just kind of overwhelmed by the experience of it, because it was very freeing. And this is the thing that alphas are being taught to feel shame for their superiority, just the way faggots are made to feel shame for their inferiority. Because society doesn't like extremes. They like everything to be homogenized and in one lane where it's kind of easy to control, I guess. But alphas and faggots are not, they're not the average person, you know. Honestly, alphas and faggots are extraordinary people in their own way, okay? And in my mind, that's normal. We should not be homogenized. We should not all be the same. We're not meant to be the same. There are leaders and there are followers. There are kings and there are servants. There are masters and there are slaves. There are alphas and there are faggots, okay? We're not meant to be in one lane, like, and be all the same. Like that George Lucas movie, THX 1138, if you've ever seen it, you know, everybody's got a shaved head, bald, and they're all on drugs, and they all march together in a line, you know. That's not how human beings are supposed to be. And that's normal. The normal is being what you were born to be. Okay, I made a t-shirt, be what you were born to be, right? And I believe that emphatically. So just anybody that's listening out there, it's normal. If you're a faggot, it's normal to be a faggot. You don't have to be ashamed. And if you're an alpha, for God's sake, don't let the world push you down, okay, or make you feel confused or ashamed of your desire to own faggots or own people or take whatever you want, okay? These are all things that are normal to you, to what you were born to be. So don't shrink back. Don't let the world put you in a lane, okay? You are your own lane. So be that lane, you know, embrace that lane that you have. And run as hard and as fast as you can with it, you know. Now's the time to do that, okay? So go out and live, all right? Anyway, that's all I've got for today. Happy 2021, everybody. I look forward to some feedback. I am paying attention, as you can tell. So, keep an eye out for some of the stuff that's coming very soon, okay? If you're not part of my mailing list, I suggest you get on it. You can write to me at fagsworshipalphas.com, and I will put you on there, okay? Or you can keep checking the website, because there's always going to be updates on there. So things are going to be changing, so get ready, all right? Anyway, I love you. Have a good rest of your day. I will talk to you later this week, okay? Love ya. Bye.